You know, where does the idea first come from? Mm. Well, the idea of this one was that it wanted to reference the what they call the atelier, which is where they make the stuff,
yeah,
and the craftspeople that make the trunks, yeah, and the craftspeople that make the clothes,
yeah,
and we wanted to reflect that sort of like production line thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, what's the production line version of music? There's only two options. It's Kraftwerk or Cybertron, and I'm, yeah, going Cybertron.
Yeah.
And Cybertron for... I mean, we could play the tune and talk over it. Should we do that?
Okay, just let's do that.
Let's hear a bit of
where
it. If you want to hear
Harrison?
Is it? Have you got it in?
No, I can't see it.
Because I think we should play this tune just so we can have a break in talking.
Got it.
And then
got
you can also realise why I chose these people. You're going to recognise it. Check this out.
3, 4...
How many times has this been sampled in the world?
Exactly. Most famous version, probably Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's been referenced untold times.
So, explain the significance of Cybertron for those who don't know.
All right, so, we've all heard of a world called techno.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Juan Atkins, who is Cybertron, is widely credited and recognised as the inventor and originator of techno music.
Yeah.
He's from Detroit. In the US, obviously, as is techno music, is from Detroit. So don't get twisted. It's not from England. It's not from Germany. Mm. It's not from Canada.
Detroit.
It's from Detroit. And this music almost sounds normal now, but when it came out, it was completely groundbreaking and changed the world.
Mm.
And Juan Atkins and his group Cybertron influenced techno, electro, hip-hop, and pretty much every genre of electronic music that followed, because it's all been a lineage that goes back to this record and the other ones that were released around this time.
Yeah.
You know, so in a way you could trace modern techno, modern dubs, you could trace drum and bass, you could trace so many things back to this. This is like 81, 82, 83, and it still sounds so futuristic. So,
yeah.
And the way they present themselves is on these three sort of lecterns, you know. So for me, you know, it...
Did they do that before Kraftwerk?
No, I think it was influenced heavily by Kraftwerk. Okay. In fact, I'm sure Juan would say one of his greatest influences is Kraftwerk,
okay,
right? Which is what went on to influence that.
Mm.
But, you know, all of this is a kind of way of saying that what a great opportunity for us, like you and I, as real music fans, to be able to bring the music we believe in into this world of fashion, you know, and to be able to influence the soundtrack to be great.
Mm.
So we managed to get sort of their five classic tunes into 12 minutes.
Oh,
and
my God.
We're going to do a little special about it on my show tomorrow night. It's the first time I've ever talked about it on my own show, actually, so that'll be tomorrow.
It's so great. So if you're intrigued, if you want to know more...
Did that make sense?
Yeah, totally, about that how that whole fashion music connection works. Also, can you answer the question tomorrow night on like, you know, how, you know, you said, yeah, people just liked your show and reached out to you, but how do you get to the point where you're doing these shows, like... And the transition it took from being a club DJ and a radio DJ to understanding the process, as you said, the language of how it works there.
Mm.
Can you talk more about that tomorrow night, please?
100%. With pleasure.
Thank you. And you're gonna
be... That was a really polite way of saying, not now.
Yeah, but you don't want to do everything now.
Harrison's sitting next to me,
it's
going,
like,
wrap it up. You need to get
the trailer.
Was it Dave Chappelle that had the wrap it up box?
Yeah, you need to
get the wrap it up box.
This is the trailer, babe. Tomorrow night's the full screening thing.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for having me, Annie, anyway.
Absolute pleasure. Every time. It's so interesting. I'd love to... I can't wait to listen to the show. Benji B, every Wednesday night from 1 a.m. And FYI, if you can't stay up that late, you have no excuse.
I'm going to have a minute of that.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. My bad.
No, it's your show. Do what you want.
No, it's fine. We'll play it. I haven't finished anyway. So, BBC Sounds, get the app. Download it. Listen again. You have no excuse to miss Benji B's show tomorrow night. I'll shut up.